Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Dimapur Press Club celebrates 25 years of existence on the theme, Harnessing Media Vibrancy, Embracing New Frontiers. Rajya Sabha begins special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan graces 53rd Vijay Diwas celebrations at Jakhama Military Station. And 145 Naga youth appear for Agnivir recruitment rally at IG Stadium, Kohima. Now the news in detail. Dimapur Press Club DPC today celebrated Silver Jubilee at the Dimapur Government College Auditorium on the theme Harnessing Media Vibrancy, Embracing New Frontiers. Nagaland Legislative Assembly Speaker Sharingain Longkumar was the special guest and Yirmiyan Arthur Yome, Deputy News Director for Asia Pacific at the Associated Press, was the team speaker. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Longkumar commended the DPC for its unwavering commitment to upholding the principles of journalism over the past 25 years. He said the press is the backbone of democracy and organizations like the DPC are integral in ensuring the voice of the people is heard. The speaker also emphasized the importance of ethical journalism in an era of misinformation and encouraged journalists to continue their dedication to truth and integrity.
We want to congratulate Dimapur Press Club on this momentous 25 years. It's a big day to celebrate. We have a lot of seasoned reporters, editors amongst us who have contributed so much to the progress of the state, society. The last 25 years, where were we and where we are now? In that gap, many things have happened. I made you understand that the fraternity has not forgotten. I was once a part of the same fraternity and I remain truly yours till late.
Mr. Longkumar also released a souvenir cover of the Jubilee. Highlighting the theme's relevance, Ms. Yome spoke about embracing new frontiers by addressing challenges such as misinformation, declining public trust and the pressures of the 24/7 news cycles. In his address, Deputy Commissioner of Dimapur, Dr. Tinojungshi Chang, also congratulated the DPC for attaining 25 years and expressed gratitude to the press fraternity for their cooperation in highlighting grassroots issues and ensuring wide coverage of developmental activities in Dimapur and Nagaland. The Rajya Sabha today began a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India with Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman leading the charge from the Treasury bench to target the opposition on the issues of freedom of expression and protecting the Constitution. Initiating the discussion, she targeted the Congress for imposing an emergency in the country, saying the term of the Lok Sabha was extended during the emergency without proper justification, and during the extended term, the entire opposition was put in jail. The minister also listed the books and films banned during the opposition rule to slam the Congress.
India today stands out in a very separate league of its own. That post Second World War, over 50 countries had become independent and they had their constitution written, but many have changed their constitutions, not just amended them, but our constitution has stood the test of time.
Ms. Sitharaman alleged that Congress brazenly kept amending the constitution to help a family and protect those in power instead of strengthening democracy. Participating in the discussion, the leader of opposition in the House, Mallikarjun Kharge, accused the government of undermining the constitution. He said it is Congress that has given universal adult franchise rights to the people to vote. Mr. Kharge said the schemes like MGNREGA, the Food Security Act, and land reforms were intended to establish socialism in the country. He also accused the government of being anti-reservation, and that is why it is not conducting a caste census. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan today graced the 53rd Vijay Diwas celebrations at Jakhama Military Station. Speaking on the occasion, the governor said that this momentous occasion of Vijay Diwas is to honor the valor, bravery and sacrifices of our armed forces. He said the victory of 16 December 1971 did not just reshape borders, it restored dignity, justice and humanity to millions. Mr. Ganesan said the dedicated soldiers showcase unparalleled courage and resilience, ensuring peace and sovereignty. He said, "Today, we celebrate the victory they achieved and the spirit of sacrifice that comes with victory. The governor lauded the servicemen and servicewomen across the nation by saying that they stand as a testament to commitment and service. He said the event marks a time to reflect not only on past glories, but also to commit ourselves to the values our armed forces uphold: unity, courage, and sacrifice. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. A four-day Agnivir recruitment rally for the youth of Nagaland commenced today at IG Stadium, Kohima. The recruitment rally reflects the commitment of the Indian Army to provide employment opportunities to the youth of Nagaland to serve the nation with honor and pride. It was also informed that the second phase of the Agnivir recruitment process began in June across various parts of the country, and this phase marked a significant step in the Army's efforts to transform its recruitment procedure, ensuring a more streamlined and efficient selection process. During the rally, the candidates were tested for running, basic physical fitness tests, and physical measurements, followed by a medical examination. Of the 235 candidates, 145 appeared for the rally. Entrepreneurship Development Center, EDC in Private Colleges, concluded its first batch with certificate distribution ceremony today. EDC is an initiative of Startup Nagaland, Department of Industries and Commerce, and implemented by EduCenter School of Business. Director of Industries and Commerce, P. Tokuga, speaking on the occasion, encouraged the students, saying that entrepreneurship in Nagaland is taking off and becoming a good career option. He also emphasized on the importance of fostering innovation and becoming job creators so that we can create impact. Around 60 students from Tetzo College, St. Joseph's College Autonomous, Eastern Christian College, and CH College successfully completed the EDC program. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Paton inaugurated the Community Hall of Dimapur Rifim Ikhung at Iralibil, Dimapur on Saturday. Speaking as the special guest, Paton encouraged the gathering to be ambassadors of peace and love in their neighborhood and society at large while they are alive, and reminding them that life was short. He further underscored the importance of time management and integrity, and also exhorted the gathering to move ahead with unity. Paton also reminded the gathering to preserve and value their traditional attire, stating that it portrays one's identity. Chairman of Dimapur Lotha Hoho, Tungchangtan Yumuri, lauded the positive contribution of Dimapur Rifim Ikhung towards the Lotha community. He also underscored the importance of preserving one's culture and traditions. The Deputy Commissioner Mokokchung Tsuviche Poji has informed that vehicular movements along Mokokchung and Chari via Dikhu stretch of the highway will be completely closed for 1 month, beginning with immediate effect. He said that the closure is due to the ongoing construction of cement-treated base work along the stretch of road. He advised travelers from Mokokchung to Chari and vice versa to take the alternative route Sewak Gate, Mualandan, Meilong, Chari. To end the evening news, here are the headlines once again. Dimapur Press Club celebrates 25 years of existence on the theme Harnessing Media Vibrancy, Embracing New Frontiers. Rajya Sabha begins special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan graces 53rd Vijay Diwas celebrations at Jakhama Military Station. And 145 Naga youth appear for Agnivir recruitment rally at IG Stadium, Kohima. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.